Chapter 4. The Two Prisoners. For hours, Edmund sat slumped against the cell wall, clutching his knees to his chest. He was convinced he would be released any moment, but that moment never came. Hours turned to days. Slowly, Edmund's confusion boiled into anger. Each time the guards brought him food, he smashed the bowl against the door and yelled until his voice ran dry. "I'm innocent!" he cried. Days became weeks, and then months. Edmund curled up in the dark, haunted by memories. At first, he thought about Mercedes, but more and more, he became obsessed with Fernand and Danglars. He was certain they wrote the letter, accusing him of treason. Months grew into years. By then, Edmund's wedding suit hung like rags around his skeleton frame. His nails grew long and filthy, and lice crawled in his tangled beard. All day, the scurrying sound of rats echoed around his cramped cell. The noise seemed to be coming from under the ground. Edmund pressed his ear to the floor, listening for hours. How he envied their freedom. Then, one day, the ground began to tremble. One of the stones shuddered and rose. Edmund scrambled back in fright as a head emerged from the ground. A tangled mass of gray hair and beard with two bulging eyes in between. It was another prisoner. The old man glared at Edmund, cowering in the corner. "Curses!" he cried. "I've dug the wrong way. I thought I was escaping the prison, not digging deeper inside." Edmund crawled closer and peered into the man's tunnel. For the first time in years, a smile spread across his filthy face. "Let me help you dig in the other direction," he said. "It would take years," the man replied. "I have ears." The old man smiled, showing his black and brown teeth. "So do I," he said. "Follow me." Edmund slid into the tunnel and wriggled like a worm through the narrow space. He rose into another cell, as dark and dingy as his own. The old man bowed. "My name is Abbe Feria," he said. "Abbe," Edmund replied. "That meant priest. Why are you in prison?"
"Because I knew a secret that I wouldn't tell the king."
"What secret?" The old man smiled again.
"It is a secret," he said.
The abbe skipped across his cell and tapped one of the stones in the opposite wall.
"If we dig this way for about 5 years, we should come out near the sea."
He handed Edmund a digging tool made from a bent iron bed leg.
"Let's get started."
That first night, they barely dug an inch into the wall. But each night after, Edmund crawled from his cell, and they continued scraping at the rock. As they dug, Edmund told the abbé about Mercedes and his hunger for revenge against Fernand and Danglars. But whenever he asked about Abbé's secret, the priest just smiled and kept digging. Each night they met, and each night the tunnel grew longer. Then, around 20 years after Edmund was thrown into Chateau d'If, the abbé called excitedly from the end of the tunnel.
"Edmund, I see daylight!"
Edmund's heart raced. They had reached the end. But as he scurried closer, the tunnel walls began to tremble. Zigzag cracks splintered along the roof.
"Abbé!" Edmund cried. "Come back!"
But it was too late. Rocks crashed down as the tunnel collapsed. Chapter 5. Escaping from Chateau d'If. Heavy rocks rained down on Edmund as he struggled back through the collapsing tunnel. He managed to grab hold of the abbé's legs and drag the old priest back to his cell. The abbé's eyes rolled. He was badly hurt.
"I'll call the guards," Edmund said, but the abbé held him back.
"No," he said weakly. "Listen to me."
The abbé pointed a shaky finger at a stone on the wall.
Look behind that stone.
Confused, Edmund dug his finger around the edges of the rock. It was loose. He pulled it away and found a scrap of paper behind.
It's a map, he said, of the island of Monte Cristo.
The abbe explained,
it shows where treasure is buried. This, Edmund, is my secret. And now that I die, this treasure is yours.
The abbe slumped to the floor. He was dead. Tears stung Edmund's eyes. Was he now doomed to die alone in this place? He heard footsteps and dived back into the tunnel to his cell. He lay in the dark, listening to the guards discover the priest's body.
Oh, fool, one of them said. Looks like he died trying to escape. What shall we do with the body?
Wrap it up, another replied. We'll get rid of it tonight.
The guards left. Cautiously, Edmund rose from the tunnel. The abbe's body lay covered in a sack on the floor.
Suddenly, Edmund knew how he could escape. Moving fast, he pulled the sack from the abbe and dragged the body down into the tunnel. Then he rushed back and wrapped the sack around himself instead. He had the abbe's map in his pocket, along with his digging knife. He'd let the guards bury him outside the prison, and then dig himself free. After several hours, the guards returned. Edmund's heart hammered so hard, he was sure it would give him away, as the guards picked him up and carried him from the cell.
He's heavy for an old man, one of the men muttered.
Edmund heard a door creak open. For the first time in 20 years, he breathed fresh air. He was outside. Through a hole in the sack, he glimpsed the edge of the cliffs. Where were the guards going to bury him? One of the men grabbed Edmund's leg and lashed a rope around his ankles. To Edmund's horror, he saw a cannonball attached to the other end. He realized now what was happening. The guards weren't going to bury him at all. They picked him up and flung him off the cliff.